This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse wants the federal government to pay for more mental health services in communities affected by mass shootings. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The new package of bills includes a $60 million grant program that would pay for therapy and other services in cities like Boulder that are dealing with the aftermath of shootings. Neguse introduced the bills inside a community mental health center set up after a shooting at a local King Soopers.
The legislation that we are announcing is born from the deep anguish that we feel at each of these tragedies and the deep desire that we have to ensure that these tragedies don't happen again.
It also calls for an update to OSHA safety rules meant to protect workers from violence. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado's new 8th congressional district north of Denver is 40% Latino residents, and both political parties believe they could decide the outcome of this fall's election. State Democratic Chair Morgan Carroll.
While the Latino community there is no monolith by any stretch, that community has the power to decide the outcome not only for the 8th congressional district, but the CU Board of Regents in the 8th district and the State Board of Education in the district.
The new 8th district includes Commerce City and Greeley and parts of Adams, Weld, and Larimer counties. A committee reviewing Colorado's social studies standards has decided to cut guidance that directs teachers to highlight LGBTQ issues in every grade. The committee has been asking for feedback for the proposed changes since November. Those in favor of changing the policy say including LGBTQ voices in lower grades is not age appropriate. State School Board member Lisa Escarcega disagrees.
We have to be bold in supporting our LGBTQ students as we do all our students.
The State Board will discuss the academic standard revisions until it votes at the end of the year. Former NBA and Denver Nuggets star Wayne Cooper has died. Cooper played for several teams and with the Nuggets for five seasons in the 1980s. He retired from the court in 1992 and went on to a front office job with the Sacramento Kings. This is CPR News.